19th of January, 1936. Talk number 139. Mr. Elapa Chitayer, a member of the Legislative Council from Salem, asked, "Is it enough to introvert the mind, or should we meditate on I am Brahman?" Maharshi, repeat. Maharshi, to introvert the mind is the prime thing. The Buddhists consider the flow of I thought to be liberation, whereas we say that such flow proceeds from its underlying substratum, the only reality. Why should one be meditating I am Brahman? Only the annihilation of I is liberation. But can it be gained only by keeping the I always in view? So the need for the investigation of the I thought. If the I is not let go, no blank can result to the seeker. Otherwise, meditation will end in sleep. There is only one I all along, but what arises up from time to time is the mistaken I thought, whereas the intuitive I always remains self-shining, that is, even before it becomes manifest. The birth of the gross body does not amount to one's own birth. On the other hand, the birth of the ego is one's own birth. For liberation, nothing new remains to be gained. It is the original state and continues unchanged too. Talk number 140. Devotee, what is reality? Maharshi, reality must be always real. It is not with forms and names. That which underlies these is the reality. It underlies limitations, being itself limitless. It is not bound. It underlies unrealities, itself being real. Reality is that which is. It is as it is. It transcends speech, beyond the expressions, that is, existence, non-existence, etc. Talk number 141. The same gentleman later, after quoting a verse from Kaivalya, asked, "Can jnana be lost after being once attained?" Maharshi, jnana, once revealed, takes time to steady itself. The self is certainly within the direct experience of everyone, but not as one imagines it to be. It is only as it is. This experience is samadhi. Just as fire remains without scorching against incantations or other devices, but scorches otherwise, so also the self remains veiled by vasanas and reveals itself when there are no vasanas. Owing to the fluxation of the vasanas, jnana takes time to steady itself. Unsteady jnana is not enough to check rebirths. Jnana cannot remain unshaken side by side with vasanas. True, that in the proximity of a great master, the vasanas will cease to be active, the mind becomes still, and samadhi results, similar to fire not scorching because of other devices. Thus, the disciple gains true knowledge and right experience in the presence of the master. To remain unshaken in it, further efforts are necessary. He will know it to be his real being, and thus be liberated even while alive. Samadhi with closed eyes is certainly good, but one must go further until it is realized that actionlessness and action are not hostile to each other. Fear of loss of samadhi while one is active is a sign of ignorance. Samadhi must be the natural life of everyone. There is a state beyond our efforts or effortlessness. Until it is realized, effort is necessary. After tasting such bliss, even once, one will repeatedly try to regain it. Having once experienced the bliss of peace, no one would like to be out of it or engage oneself otherwise. It is as difficult for a jnani to engage in thoughts as it is for an ajnani to be free from thought. The common person says that he does not know himself. One thinks many thoughts and cannot remain without thinking. Any kind of activity does not affect a jnani. His mind remains ever in eternal peace.